This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I am Raj V. Subramanian.
A story in Columbia Journalism Review takes the media to task for failing to do enough reporting on climate change. The organization, or the story says some organizations, including NPR, reported on the recent United Nations Environment Program's annual assessment of greenhouse gas emissions. That group described its own findings as bleak. But the story in Columbia Journalism Review said most of the major network newscasts and shows on CNN and MSNBC neglected to cover the report. The writer, John Alsop, wondered what could have been more important. And that kind of raises a good general question. Are we really reporting on what's important, or are we kind of reporting on things we think the audience will like, whether they're on TV, you know, to please them, to keep them watching, or if it's online to get likes and shares and page views?
I think it's also the topic that matters. Imagine you're going to talk about the climate change report. The very sound itself, like, hey, what's so interesting about it? For instance, you know, people want to know about the Thanksgiving deals, or they want to know about what's happening in the country, what's happening with the Democratic presidential race. So those are something that's a kind of, you know, instantly gratifies their ideas and desires about our society. But I think most of us are not interested about the long-term impact of certain things. I think that is precisely the problem that I see in terms of a report on climate change, which people are not interested. And again, we are looking, living in an age of clickability and attractability of news. We don't care the quality of news, but rather, you know, the news that matters to people.
Did you see this in India as well, or are you talking just about Americans?
I think I have exposure living both in India and the United States. I think, to put it best, the people get the media they deserve, because media pretty much reflects what the people want. So I think most of the people, whether it's India or the United States, they want to know basically about their lifestyle, about their life, but rather than topics on environment or science or these kind of heavy topics which they cannot relate with. And unfortunately, we also don't have journalists who are also capable enough to report on these kind of very hardcore, in-depth, dense topics.
I agree, and I like that people get the media they deserve. I think that's so very true, and it rings true because, you know, for one, we don't support it. That's one issue. A number of issues came to mind when I read about this. For one, about how we support, or if we support, our journalism. Secondly, the fact that I think there's people's minds are made up about climate change, I think, whether they believe it or not. And people will either pursue it and read into it or not. Secondly, I think there's just other things that, for especially Americans, that attract our attention, that are probably of comparatively lesser of importance, and that takes away our time and attention and our resources from giving journalists the ability to do their jobs and maybe cover things that I think many of us in this room probably think are comparatively more important.
Well, your point that many people might have their minds made up one way or the other on climate change, you know, despite the fact that, what is it, like 95% of scientists,
true, yeah,
say this is happening.
Right.
That gets into the whole idea of alternative facts. This,
yes,
has become a political football, and one side is going to argue it's not happening, even though those politicians are not scientists. They should be listening to the science, you would think, and reporters should be reporting on that science. And perhaps part of the problem is that as reporters, we're not making this interesting enough, or we're not making it something that the audience can understand. Maybe that's part of the problem. We have to find a way to tell this story so that people are engaged and interested and it means something to them. They understand it.
I think, you know, one of the things, the problem that I see with journalists reporting on climate change is sometimes people try to narrate based on facts. Sometimes I think journalists try to give a sense of alarmism, like, oh man, this is going to be serious and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have their own approaches in terms of presenting ideas on climate change. But as you just mentioned, 90 to 95% of people who are scientists have actually documented that the global temperatures has been rising consistently over the last two or three decades. That's pretty much obvious on the face value of it.
Yeah, but I just want to be clear. I don't know what that number is, but it's a vast majority of scientists agree some sort of change is happening.
But on this other side, we have some leaders who say that all this thing is farce, and a common man, oh, well, the president of this country itself says that climate change is not something that is very important, so I'm pretty much going to go with that. So again, the topics that we are talking about is something that concerns the entire society, but on the political side, we also have people who completely disregard all this kind of climate change predictions and all this stuff. That's kind of a little bit saddening because, you know, we have only one world, and if we don't take care of it, who else is going to be?
It's politicians listening to the money. It's the lobbyists from polluting organizations, polluting companies and industries, rather than doing what is the right thing for their people, their nation, and ultimately for the world.
Yeah, the special interests. And along the way, somehow, some way, those of influence and public officials, people have basically tried to tarnish the image of the media. Not that they haven't been trying to do this since the beginning of time, but apparently they've been more so successful in recent history, and now people question the media, and they don't believe it anymore. And that's quite a bit of collateral damage that we have to somehow recuperate from.
And again, this is a sad situation that we are living in, that there needs to be enough story or news report about how we can take care of the environment. Not just like, oh, the climate change report is being released, so we're going to talk about it. Yes, the emissions or the greenhouse gases is always on the rise for the last several decades, whether you're from India or China or any from the world. This is a serious problem. And also think of how an individual can make a difference in our life, like how we can reduce our carbon footprint. This is not something that scientists need to tell us. If you're a responsible citizen, I think, you know, making sure that you take care of your environment can go a long way.
You think it's a journalist role to make sure people know the things they can do to reduce their carbon footprint?
Absolutely, because I feel that if people are not reporting on environment and, you know, ecological issues, then how are the people are going to know about how they can, you know, contribute for the welfare of the society? And again, going back to the circle again, you know, we all are interested about, you know, the instant gratification of what I can gain from right now or today. But we also need to kind of, you know, educate the audiences for long-term impact of a society, and which is precisely we need journalists who knows good about our science and how to talk that in terms of making it for a common man to understand the impact of the environment.
And we need specifically trained journalists. We need enough journalists to staff newsrooms that have been depleted. That's working against us as well. And we need a society that doesn't shun its journalism, which, again, seems to be this trend that we need to reverse.
We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.